Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
When I watch spring training and you're looking at Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso, I really think the performance means absolutely nothing. Last year in spring training, Pete Alonso was productive. Like, he had a good spring training last year, if you look at his numbers. In fact, I'll pull them up for you. 321, six doubles, two home runs, a 947 OPS. What does it mean? For veteran players, it doesn't mean anything. Francisco Lindor had, meanwhile, an awful spring training. He hit 145 with a 433 OPS. Now, you could argue maybe that didn't help for his April, because he also had a bad April, and he got off to a lousy start in May before he turned his season around. But I don't look at the veterans' numbers in spring training as meaning anything, good or bad. So, yes, Pete Alonso's gotten on base a lot to start spring training. He has stroked a few doubles so far to start spring training. I wouldn't read too much into that. Brett Beatty's the other guy I look at. And I also wonder. Now, Beatty has something on the line in that he's trying to make the team. And when you're battling to make the team, you certainly think that your performance in spring training matters. But Brett Beatty had a very good spring training 2 years ago in 2023. We saw what happened then. He ended up back in the minor leagues. He also had a good start to spring training in 2024 and ended up being on the major league roster, being the third baseman, and did everything he could to lose that job. Beatty's performance in the spring matters because right now, as I sit here today, I think he's the favorite to get that last infield spot. I do. I think he's got a real chance to make this team, and I'd give him the edge over Luis Angel Acuna. I'd give him the edge because I think there's more offensive punch from him. I know he doesn't give you the same versatility Acuna does, doesn't give you the speed, but I think he gives you more potential offensively. And the other reason why Brett Beatty has an edge is if you send Brett Beatty down to AAA, he's got nothing to prove down there. He's already hit down there. He's conquered AAA. He's learned how to play second base. So the position change you wanted him to make, he's already made. And I haven't seen enough of him at second base and enough balls in play yet at second base to tell you if he's any good. But he's learned second base. He's gotten a lot better at third base. We even saw that last year when he struggled offensively. And he's hit a AAA. So he goes down to AAA. It's like he's going on a walking machine. Like, okay, great. Well, what now? At least Acuna needs to conquer AAA. He didn't conquer AAA last year. We forget that because he came up and he contributed. But Acuña can go down there and get more experience at second base, more experience in the outfield. And oh, by the way, put up some big numbers at AAA, something he didn't do last year, and get to play every day. Brett Beatty, at this point in his career, does, in my opinion, doesn't need to quote-unquote play every day. Brett Beatty's not a prospect anymore. Brett Beatty just needs to be a major leaguer. So for those reasons, I think I gave a few, I give Brett Beatty the edge at being the last guy on this roster, the 26th man, if you will. And so, yeah, his performance matters because it's tough for Beatty to make this team if he goes out and it's 205. He's off to a great start, but it's still early. You know, you put together an 0-for-12, all those great numbers can go down quickly.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The other kind of area where Brett Beatty has a chance to play is playing third base with Vientos getting a DH day or Vientos getting a first base day. So his ability to play third base gives him another avenue to get some at-bats. And we've talked about this a few times. I'm not judging Jeff McNeil's performance in spring training at all, but I am saying that Jeff McNeil's got to hit. Because if he doesn't hit, he's going to lose his job. Chris J writes in the emails, guys, there was a time where Jeff McNeil was a big contributor to this offense. And although he did have a good second half before injury, do you think McNeil has a shorter leash this year given the rise of Luis Angel Acuña? Well, Chris, I'll say he has a shorter leash, not just because of the rise of Acuña, but I think because of Brett Beatty and because Jeff McNeil has had numerous bad years in a row where it's no longer fair to just say, well, he won a batting title a couple of years ago. It's a long time ago. So I think McNeil's leash is short because A, he hasn't been good in a couple of years despite his second half, and B, they do have options. You mentioned Acuña. I mentioned Beatty. Maybe at some point later this year, we're talking about a guy like Jet Williams. They have other options to play second base. And that is why I've not mentioned his name yet, but why not do it right now towards the end of this podcast? It is why Jose Iglesias is still not an option. Because, and I don't think it's personal against Iglesias. I think that they see Beatty. They see Acuña. They see some of the other younger guys I mentioned, like Jet Williams and Ronnie Mauricio, as options to play second base, as options to play third base if Vientos had to move. And so Iglesias' value on this team, despite being a wonderful singer and being Candelita, is not as valuable because they've got options. Like right now, if they signed Jose Iglesias, that means Brett Beatty's going to AAA. And I know a lot of people out there don't love Brett Beatty. It's not about me loving Brett Beatty or believing in him. It's about, this is it, man. This is last shot. And I think his last shot's going to come making this team and getting some at-bats early in the season because he'll get at-bats. He will. He'll get at-bats on days where Brandon Nimmo is sitting and Jesse Winker's playing the outfield and Beatty's DHing or Vientos is DHing and Beatty is playing third base. Like, there are going to be a lot of ways for that last infielder, whether it's Beatty or Acuña, to get at-bats, which is why when I hear the names of other infielders that could make this team, I squint my eyes and say, really? Like, is Jared Young making this team and then getting at-bats? I don't think he's getting at-bats. I don't think any of us want to even see them or those guys get at-bats. That's why, to me, it's Acuña and Beatty, because if you are sitting guys, those are the guys that you're going to want to see out there, least getting some opportunity.
Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.